رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, Links of Spiritual Life. And as you've heard in the previous silsila, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we were talking about the blessings and the barakat of reading the Shajara Sharif. And we also went into slight detail about the Shajara Sharif, who wrote the Shajara, and also we discussed about the conditions of a Pir-e Kamil. To have a Shaykh, how important it is to have a Shaykh, such a Shaykh that will not only guide you in this world and in the hereafter, but that will inshallah make you successful in this world and the hereafter. And we talked about the conditions that Allah Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned in Fatawa-e Razviya Sharif. Now inshallah, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we're going to start off with the Shajara Sharif, the first personality of the Shajara Sharif. And as you know, the Shajara Sharif is a dua in the form of a poem. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we heard that he wrote the 18 couplets, the first 18 and the last couplet were written by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now we're going to start off with the first couplet. And the first couplet, it starts off with Ya Ilahi Rahim Farma Mustafa Ke Vasite Ya Rasulallah Karam Kijiye Khuda Ke Vasite. Such a beautiful couplet. And in this couplet, the first part is Ya Ilahi Rahim Farma Mustafa Ke Vasite. That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, have mercy upon us for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then now we are asking the help of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah karam kijiye khuda ke wasite. So now we are asking the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for his help. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the first personality from the Shajara Qadriya Razaviya Attariya. And as you know, my dear Islam brothers, we also learn that the spiritual chain, this is our spiritual chain, it has to go to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If for any reason the spiritual chain is broken or it doesn't go back right to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then that is not a complete shajara, that is not a complete spiritual chain. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we need to learn about the seerah, the life of the first personality of the Shajara Sharif, and that personality is the personality of all personalities, the reason for creation, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. And just a brief biography of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As we all know that our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born in Arabia in a city called Makkah. Now Makkah was a very blessed city. And Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the city Makkah in the Quran with the word Bibakkata Mubarakan. Now that is Makkah, the blessed city. Now why is Makkah the blessed city? Now before we go into that, remember that Makkah is the city of where Allah Ta'ala chose for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be born. And the blessing of Makkah, as we've heard in the Quran, and many other blessings as well. Makkah was the place where Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam grew up as well. And Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he blessed Makkah as well. And it says that why the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his birth, why was he chosen Makkah and not any other city? It says that the continent of Arabia, this small place of Arabia, is in between many continents. It's that Asia, that Europe, that Africa, and then in the middle you have Arabia, the Arabian Peninsula. And Allah, and also Makkah, the city where Makkah is situated, is exact in the center of the world. Obviously, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his message, he was not just sent as a prophet to the people of Arabia. Just like the previous prophets of Allah who were sent, some of them were sent for a certain tribe, some of them were sent for a certain country. But our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is known as the universal prophet. Yani he was sent as a prophet for the whole of mankind and for the whole of creation. And because Makkah is in the center of the world, it makes sense that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in the center of the world so that his message can spread out into all four corners of the world. Now our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is from the lineage, from the children of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such a blessed family that even Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at that time he was not a Muslim. So he went to one of the Roman kings known as Hercules. And Sayyidina Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he talked about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned the noble family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He talked about the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how blessed and how good these people were. You know, so even when people, you know, they were the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would always talk good about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why he was known as As-Sadiq and Al-Amin, the trustworthy and the truthful. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is his beautiful seerah. You know, all the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, is full of trust and is full of alhamdulillah azza wa jal as being the truthful. Now our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a beautiful hadith that has been quoted in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he says that Allah ta'ala gave respect and honor to Kan'an, and from Kan'an Allah ta'ala, yani from the children of Ismail alayhi salam, Allah ta'ala gave respect and honor to Kan'an. And then from Kan'an, Allah ta'ala made the Quraysh the most respectful one. And then from the Quraysh, Allah ta'ala made me the most respectful one. And then it says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there's a beautiful couplet of poem. It says, لَهُ النَّقْبُ الْعَالِي فَلَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ حَسِيبٌ نَسِيبٌ مُنْعَمٌ مُتَكَرَّمٌ. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was no doubt the most respectful one amongst his family. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grandfather, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the leader of the Quraysh. And the family of Quraysh was the most respectful family in Makkah. And then our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being from the family of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the most trustworthy and the most respectful person who lived in Makkah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, and we say that it is because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that even Abdul Muttalib was given all that respect. Even though he was the grandfather, but it is because of the barakah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Abdul Muttalib was given that respect. And even if you talk about the Prophets of Allah, Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was given that respect and that honor and that status because of nur of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars, they mention that when Allah azza wa jal, he ordered the angels to prostrate, to do sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, it says that that sajda was because of the nobility and because of the nur that was shining in the forehead of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that the angels, they prostrated to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mashaAllah azza wa jal, was from a very, very respectful and very, very honored family. And when was he born? Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, it says in Sirat Mustafa that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born on the Monday. Yani the day was Monday, the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. And in the East region, it was the 20th of April 571. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born 55 days after the waqiyah of the Ashab al-Fil. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi Ashab al-Fil. So this waqiyah of Ashab al-Fil, the waqiyah of the elephant, it happened just before the birth, 55 days before the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we know that there was this king from Yemen who was called Abraha. And he came to destroy the Kaaba, Mu'azzallah. He came with his bad intention, and his army was, they were riding elephants. And the people of Arabia, they never saw elephants. So Abraha, when he came just outside Makkah, there's a place in between Mina and Muzdalifah. And the scholars, they mentioned that we shouldn't be staying in that place. We shouldn't be stopping in that place. As soon as you get to that place, and those brothers who are of views of Madani Channel who have been on Hajj or Umrah, you must have seen that place. And especially when you go for Hajj and then you cross this place, the scholars, they mention that you should not stop at that place, because that was the place where the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Abraham was cursed by Allah Azza wa Jal. How was he cursed? Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent small birds, ababil. And these birds, they had tiny little stones in their beak and in their feet as well. And they would drop these stones, and these stones would hit the army of Abraha. And every person who was in that army, whose name was written on them pebbles, on them little stones, they were destroyed by that. And Allah Ta'ala, He destroyed the army of Abraha. This army was supposed to be a very big, very mighty army that no one would be able to destroy. And Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, alhamdulillah, with his wisdom, Allah, he made dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Ta'ala protected the blessed Kaaba, and alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal gave victory to the people of Quraysh, and especially the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father sadly passed away before he was born. He was in Madinatul Munawwara, the blessed city of Medina, and he fell ill and he passed away in Medina. And even today, alhamdulillah, his mazar is in Madinah-e-Pak, Madinah-e-Munawwara. And obviously, because Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was one of the sons of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was very close to his father. He was very close to Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then you can imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, you know, even your son, and especially the son that you like the most. And Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very beautiful. There was always a shine on his face. And the scholars, again, they mention that why was there so much noor, and why was he so much attractive? It is because of the noor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was shining in his forehead. And he was very attractive. He had many marriage proposals, but alhamdulillah azza wa jal, he married the Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed mother of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that at that time, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was doing the tawaf of the Kaaba when the good news reached to him that his son Abdullah, he had a baby boy. Now just imagine, my dear Islam brothers, how that scene would be in Makkah when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And that night, every child that was born, he was a boy. Because the people of Arabia, especially the people of Makkah, they had a very bad custom that whenever Ma'azallah, they had a daughter, so they would bury her alive. So Allah Ta'ala did not want anyone in Makkah to be crying. Allah Ta'ala did not want anyone to have a broken heart. Allah Ta'ala gave everyone a child, everyone a boy, so that they could all rejoice. Why? Because that night was the night that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. And at that time, it was a custom of Arabia that people from different tribes other villages. There were poor people, and they would come to Mecca, and they would take away the children, and they would take them to feed them and to give them that upbringing of a village, because the village was thought to be a very clean environment where the children would be nurtured properly. So one day, in the same manner, a tribe came from the direction of Taif, and amongst them was a very poor family, a husband and wife, who came to Mecca to look for a boy who was from a rich family, so that they can take him, they can nourish him, and then they can bring him up, and then in return they will get a good reward, and that will help them financially as well. But sadly, the camel that she was riding on, that camel was very, very slow, and she was the last one to enter Mecca. Another time, all the children that were born into the rich families, all them children were taken by the other midwives, the Zaid, who came with this woman. And when this woman, she heard that all the rich children have been taken away, then she found out that there is another child that has been born into the family of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, the leader and the custodian of the Kaaba. But they were not rich people, so they thought, you know, instead of going back empty-handed, we might as well take this child, maybe we'll get some reward. But my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this woman did not realize that she is not taking any child. This is not any child. This is that child. For the sake of this child, Allah Ta'ala created the whole universe. Allah Ta'ala created everything because of this child. And it says that this woman, you might as well guess it now, that her name was Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, the blessed mother, foster mother of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it says that when Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, she took the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in her custody, and she was setting off to go back to her house. That camel that she was riding, and that camel, he wouldn't even move, very, you know, ill-nourished, and very skinny and very slow camel. And then on return, this camel was very, very fast. It was running, and she was like overtaking the other women as well, and she was the first one to reach back to the village. And the people, they were surprised, and they said, "Oh Halima, have you bought a new camel? Because the camel that you came upon, that was so slow, and you were the last one to reach to Mecca. How come that you are the first one to come back to your village?" And Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it is because of this beautiful child that I am carrying. It is because of his barakat. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, no doubt it was the barakat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then my dear Islam brothers, Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for a few years, and then she came back to Mecca to give the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back to his mother. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he started to live with his mother Sayyida Amina. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a few years old, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina Sharif. That was where the in-laws, or you can say the grandmother of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib, grandparents from his maternal grandparents of Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, were from Banu Adi and bin Najjar. And he says that on the way back from Medina, in a place, in a village called Abwa, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed mother, she fell ill. And at the age of 6 years old, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he was 6 years old, his mother, she sadly passed away. A six-year-old little boy, traveling, not even in his own city, traveling. And then his mother passes away. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through a lot of hardships, a lot of rough and tough times came in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On his return back, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was catered by his grandfather. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seerah, no one can talk about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a businessman. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he traveled to Syria for business. And at the age of 25, he married Hazrat Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And at the age of 40 years old, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood, the first verses of the Holy Quran were revealed to him on Jabal Nur, Ghar Hira, which is in Makkah. And that is when, my dear Islam brothers, this beautiful story of Islam starts. How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he struggled in Makkah, and Muslims migrated to Ethiopia, Muslims migrated towards Medina. How the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam struggled in Makkah itself for 3 years. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in a valley called Sha'bi Abi Talib. No water, no drink, no food was given to them. But our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam struggled through these hard times. And alhamdulillah, so that today we see with the barakat and with the struggle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, we have Islam in all four corners of the world. Hadi Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, now this was the series of a very, very brief series. I haven't even done justice to the series of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is where we need to read the series of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beautiful book, Seerat al-Mustafa by Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullah alayh. Please buy that book and read the Seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala shower his blessing and mercy upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before his sake, may Allah forgive our sins. Inshallah, in the next silsila, we will learn about the second personality in the Qadri Razavi Attari silsila. Allah ta'ala forgive us and remember, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The universe is the body.